In a little bit, Daisy and Naomi will be helping me through some of the thoughts that I'd like to bring out from today's story. But first of all, let's remind ourselves of the story. So I do need some suggestions out. What happened in the story we heard, or what happened in the story that we reenacted today? It was a story about Jesus. Yes, that's true. And Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem because it was the Passover, a big Jewish celebration. So there'd been lots of people from all the villages far and wide coming into Jerusalem. And Jesus decided to stir things up a bit. And so he told some people, he told his disciples, go ahead and get me some bicycles.
No.
What was it?
Donkeys.
And a colt. Is that a colt 45?
Yeah.
No.
Never ridden before.
Never ridden. A young donkey, never ridden before. Two donkeys. How lucky are we to have two donkeys with us today to help us. So to get two donkeys. And they went, they got the two donkeys. The guy said, what are you doing with that? The master wants it. Okay. And so he took the donkeys up. Jesus rode on to them. And then what happened? What the crowd's doing? Shouting, they're praising, waving their hands. And a bit of ecology vandalism going on. Tearing down the palm trees, using the leaves as part of their praise and worship. But they also did something quite costly. They put their coats on the path the donkey was going to go on. And we all know what donkeys like to do, don't we? Somewhere in the middle of Italy, there's someone saying, I have got that coat that the donkey left a present on. I don't know if that's true, I made that up. And not everyone was happy. The Pharisees, the rulers, they told Jesus to... They told Jesus to tell the people to be quiet. And Jesus said something really, really funny. He said,
if I do that, the stones will talk.
If I do that, the stones will talk. The stones will shout out praise. So, I need some suggestions. I need some good things we can praise God about today. Some good things we can praise.
Family and health.
We can praise God for our families and for our health. Any other good things happened?
One week without rain.
A week without rain. My goodness, young man. You look like you're wearing some good news today. Did the team win at all? Anything in particular?
They thrashed everybody.
Thrashing. Well done to the English rugby team. We can praise God for that. Lots of good things we can praise God. Are there any bad things in our lives we can praise God for?
The challenges he arranges.
The challenges he arranges. The Bible talks about praising God at all times, in good times and bad times. And our palm crosses is that reminder of that good times and bad times together. The palm, the good time of celebrating Jesus, but it's also a cross, the bad time that Jesus had to face. There's quite an ancient Christian practice that at the end of the day, you'd think to God of the things that you felt close to him or the things that have been good to you. And you thank him for those things. And you think of the times when you felt further away from God or the bad times. And you thank God for those. And I don't mean sarcastically. Yeah, thank you very much for my car breaking down. That's going to be not a very pleasant experience when I take it to the garage. It's not thanking sarcastically. If we can learn, and it's not an easy thing to learn, But if we can learn that practice of thanking God in the bad times and in the good times, I think we have learned something really deep and meaningful from the Easter story. Now, I need Naomi and Daisy. The next part is in three voices. And at the end of it, there'll be a small prayer. We're going to say the prayer twice. Now I'm going to come to the back. It's an awesome story we have today, with such great significance, and yet fleeting.
Significant, because the crowds were singing to a king coming home to Jerusalem.
Fleeting, because they thought they were welcoming a king who would rid them of the Roman occupation, but Jesus' intention was really quite different. He came to rid them from the power of guilt and sin over there and our lives.
For us today, how often do we create God in our own image or try to shape things for our own preference and fail to see the kingdom of heaven as God intends it?
Significant, because the people who were praising Jesus did so with their whole beings, singing, dancing, waving palm leaves and spreading their cloaks and palms on the road for him.
Fleeting, because by the end of the week, they will be either silent, beast, or calling for his death sentence and mocking him as he dies.
For us today, it is hard for all of us to live a Sunday life 24/7. And we must remember to ask for courage and inspiration to lead a Christian life day by day and hour by hour.
Significant, because it is a high moment of love, joy and acceptance for Jesus from a multitude of people who have heard his preaching, seen his miracles, walked the road with him, felt his compassion and known his forgiveness.
Fleeting, because this is not the crown or glory of his earthly ministry. That will be his crucifixion at the end of the week, a place of hatred, pain, loneliness, shame and agony. Jesus did not want to be crucified, but did want to be in a place where he could meet every person, whether they find themselves in places of joy or in places of hatred, pain, loneliness, shame or agony.
For us today, life will bring its good times and its bad times. When we look upon the cross, we can know that at all times, God is with us when we feel joyful and when we feel sadness, when we feel happy and when we feel angry. At the cross, God is with us.
Significant, because the Pharisees, the religious people, knew that only God should be praised.
Fleeting, because they, the most learned in Scripture, failed to see God in Jesus.
For us today, I wonder if sometimes we too fail to see God in the people around us, or we see so much of God in Jesus that we fail to see his humanity.
Significant, because possibly in part, the Pharisees were worried that such devotion to Jesus as a king might in fact bring the wrath of the Roman system against the Jewish city.
Fleeting, because they would use King of the Jews to stir up this Roman system against Jesus.
For us today, we need to be careful how we talk about others as we chat each day. Jesus takes it very personally when we badmouth someone and when someone badmouths us.
Significant, because in praising that the rocks would praise God if the people were silent, Jesus is saying that praise to God will always be found, if not in his people, then in his creation.
Significant, because God can be found when we spend time creating, when we enjoy the creativity of others, and when we find time to stop and be still in the living world around us.
For us today, taking care of our use of the earth's resources and of the animal and the plant kingdoms and the world around us is our praise and worship for God.
Significant. If Jesus can make the stones sing out in praise, how much more can he help someone with a stony heart to sing out in praise?
Significant. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, God says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove you from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh."
For us today, rough experience, pain, disappointment, loss, and unanswered prayers can leave us with a hardened heart. Jesus can and will soften our hearts when we ask him. And he can and does soften stony hearts around us, that we and our neighbours may praise him.
Let us pray. Lord, take our song and fill it with your presence. Let it bring a word of hope to weary, care-filled hearts. Take our song and fill it, Lord. Fill it with yourself.
Lord, take our lives and fill them with your praises. Let us speak words of peace that Jesus brings in us. Take our lives and fill it, Lord. Fill it with yourself.
Lord, take this place and fill it with your blessing. Let it be a haven where the poor in spirit sing. Take this place and fill it, Lord. Fill it with your praise.
Lord, take our song and fill it with your presence. Let it bring a word of hope to weary, care-filled hearts. Take our song and fill it, Lord. Fill it with yourself.
Lord, take our lives and fill them with your praises. Let us speak words of peace that Jesus brings in us. Take our lives and fill it, Lord. Fill it with yourself.
Lord, take this place and fill it with your blessing. Let it be a haven where the poor in spirit sing. Take this place and fill it, Lord. Fill it with your praise. Amen.